Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding. Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Romans 8:37. Romans 8:37 stands near the climax of one of the most hope-filled chapters in all of Scripture. Throughout Romans 8, the Apostle Paul teaches believers about life in the Spirit, freedom from condemnation, the assurance of salvation, and the unshakable security Christians possess in Jesus Christ. By the time Paul reaches verse 37, he has carefully built a powerful argument about God's faithfulness toward His people. Paul wrote the book of Romans to Christians living in the capital city of the Roman Empire. The believers in Rome faced pressure from a pagan culture, political uncertainty, social hostility, and the threat of persecution. Christians in the first century often experienced rejection, suffering, imprisonment, economic hardship, and violence because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Many believers likely wondered how suffering fit together with God's promises and love. Romans 8 addresses those fears directly. Earlier in the chapter, Paul reminds us that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. He teaches that Christians belong to God through the work of the Holy Spirit and have been adopted as children of God. Paul also acknowledges that we continue living in a fallen world marked by suffering, weakness, temptation, and groaning creation. Christians still experience pain and hardship while waiting for the final fulfillment of God's redemption. This context becomes especially important in Romans 8:35 through 39. Just before verse 37, Paul asks a series of powerful questions. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He then lists real hardships believers faced: tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, and sword. These were not hypothetical struggles. Many early Christians experienced these realities personally because of their commitment to Christ. Paul then quotes Psalm 44:22, "For your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered." This quotation reminds believers that God's people have long faced suffering and opposition. Faithfulness to God has always involved endurance in a hostile world. Against that difficult backdrop, Paul declares, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." The power of this verse becomes clearer when understood within its context. Paul does not promise believers escape from suffering. He promises that suffering cannot separate Christians from Christ's love or overturn God's saving purposes. Believers remain secure because Jesus Christ has already won the decisive victory through His death and resurrection. The original audience needed this reassurance deeply. Christians living under Roman authority faced uncertainty and fear about the future. Paul wanted them to understand that persecution, hardship, suffering, and even death could not defeat those who belong to Christ. Their victory rested securely in Jesus, not in changing circumstances. Romans 8:37 also connects to the larger message of Romans. Throughout the letter, Paul explains humanity's sinfulness, God's grace through Jesus Christ, justification by faith, and the believer's new life in Christ. Romans 8 brings these truths together in a declaration of confidence and assurance. The believer standing before God rests upon Christ's finished work, not human strength or earthly circumstances. Understanding the context of Romans 8:37 helps readers feel the full weight of Paul's words. This verse was written to suffering believers who needed confidence in God's unchanging love and victory. Paul reminds us that hardship does not cancel God's promises. Through Christ, we stand secure, loved, and victorious even in the middle of suffering. Take action. Open your Bible and read Romans 8:31 through 39. As you read, pay attention to Paul's repeated emphasis on God's love, Christ's victory, and the believer's security in Him. Notice how Romans 8:37 fits within Paul's larger message of assurance and confidence. Reflection questions. 1. What kinds of suffering and hardship did Paul mention in Romans 8:35 and 36? too. Why would the original Christendom audience in Rome have needed the encouragement of Romans 8:37? 3. How does the broader context of Romans 8 strengthen the meaning of being more than conquerors in Christ?